Hey everyone, I'm your host Catherine Balsley and welcome to Unpack with Cats. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Hello, hi, how are you? I'm Kat and I really do think that you will love it here. I think this is a very safe, impactful space and I hope you stick around. I hope you enjoy. I just noticed that, you know, I have a lot of new listeners. I have a lot of first time listeners and I'm not really doing an efficient job of welcoming you to the podcast, introducing myself at the start. And so I want to make that, you know, more routine at the start of each episode and just make it a little more casual. You know, hello, I'm Kat, you know, that type of deal. I think that's the vibe that I would like to, you know, start creating more in this space, a little more casual, but I am pretty casual. But, you know, just like hello, hi, and to my returning listeners, I just love y'all, miss y'all so much. It's been a minute. And at the end of the podcast last time, or maybe it was the beginning, I told y'all, look, I'm about to graduate. And I really didn't know just how much was about to change. Like, I did graduate with my bachelor's of science in psychology, and I did graduate with a 4.0. And if you're a returning listener, you know how much psych has played into the episodes of this podcast, how much like my degree has really just been intertwined within everything and just my coursework, my papers. And so it meant so much to me because I know all that has really like taken place because of my classes and because of, you know, everything I've learned. The nervous system and mental disorders and just a lot of topics that we've covered, even relationship, attachment style, like so much that we've covered has been from a very like research-based standpoint. So that meant a lot to me. And then I told y'all that I was in my dating era. Y'all know, I never come on the podcast talking about a man. I don't even think I really mentioned. I think I've done like a few I did Let's Talk About Dating. And I did healthy relationships. And I think I did one on like letting people go like years ago. But yeah, that's just not really like my brand. That hasn't been my focus. So for me to now be in like this healthy relationship and like I am a girl, like I have a boyfriend is it's crazy. But I do want to let y'all know that, you know, this is not going to like, we're not going to switch the podcast to just being about romance and relationships now. Like that's not ever going to be the focus or like center point of this space. That's not what I'm called to do here. But I do want to say that I will have episodes, two different episodes. I'm thinking one on just like what it's like, you know, being in this healthy relationship or building it, maintaining it, and then being in a relationship where God is in the center and like dating where God is in the center. I think that is really important as a Black woman and knowing, you know, what my demographics are who listen to come and talk about healthy communication, what healthy relationships. I think that's just so abundantly important because we don't have enough of that online. We don't have enough of that in spaces. And I think that this podcast has always been tied into wellness and self-care and just overall, like, I think self-better or loving yourself, maybe. It's a lot going on here, but it's all good things. And so I do think that these topics still fully intertwine and are so important. And I have, you know, been really hyper independent as I've talked about on here. And so, yeah, that is coming. Those are probably my biggest updates because that's taken up a lot of space and just kind of being more in the moment with life and kind of releasing myself from like the strict routine. I don't know. It's been a lot of change. So that is where I've been. I'm sorry for the fluff, but I needed to let y'all know everything that's been going on and just like transitioning from being like full-time student to now working more full-time. Just, yeah, a lot of transitions. And I know that y'all always are super graceful and patient with me, and I'm so appreciative. But I do really want to get the ball rolling on this podcast. I'm like, hey, I got the space to do it now. I got the time to do it. So we're really, we're going to see a little change from me, but I'm not going to say too much. I'm just going to do. I'm just going to let my actions speak. But that's the updates. That is most of the fluff. I think the next point that I really wanted to bring up before jumping into my reminders, like I always give y'all at the beginning of the episode, is just that my call out that I've been hearing this a lot in my church is that like to feed what's feeding you. Like I think that's like a really powerful and something that I guess I never really requested with this podcast. Or I guess I will say like, hey, like if you really like it, let me know. But no, really, if you really feel like this podcast has been impactful, if you really, really love tuning into the episodes, if you really enjoy it, my only request is to just feed what's feeding you. If that's like a review, if that's a reshare, if that's whatever you feel comfortable with, really, like I don't want to put y'all outside of your comfort zone, but just to to pour back into this space, that would mean the world to me because it's growing. And I'm just so looking forward to see, you know, what's in store for this space, the community, and just I'm excited. So that's my request with that. And then my third last thing is that this is a faith-based episode. I think that everyone can tell by the title of this episode, but I know that not everybody believes in God. I know that this isn't a topic that everyone's going to resonate with, and that is okay. I don't think you would have clicked on it if you didn't resonate with it, but I do just want to say it's okay if it doesn't resonate with you. You don't have to listen. I'll see you in the next one. It's still so much love. It's okay. All okay. I guess my hope is that with this space, people do, you know, gravitate towards what resonates and leave what doesn't. And that's just always been my messaging. So with all that being said, we're going to get into the episode. I always like to remind y'all to take care of yourself while you're listening, whatever your body is asking for, if that is some water, if that's some fresh air, if that is taking a seat, if that's making something to eat, whatever it may be, just take care of yourself while you listen to this. And let's get into this episode. I'm really excited. All my episodes, I usually, before I start recording, I always pray and ask God to speak through me, or even when I'm planning, or even, you know, the entire process, I'm usually fully in conversation with God, just like off the mic. But for this one, I don't know, I'm just like, let's just make this more casual. Let's just be real. That's what I'm feeling right now. Like, let's just be authentic as possible. And it feels good to me to start this episode with prayers. So let's do it. I just want to start off by thanking you, God, for allowing everybody listening to have fully capable and working ears. I want to thank you that everybody listening is breathing. Their heart is, every part of our body is doing as it should for us to be able to listen to this episode. And I just want you to reach out and touch everyone listening that may be going through a tough time, that may be in a storm right now, that may be suffering right now, hurting right now, to touch their hearts, provide them with comfort, provide them with your presence, your peace, and just touch them as they listen to this and continue on throughout their day, week, and month after this. And then I ask you that during this episode that you just continue to speak through me throughout this all, and allow me to back up and you to take the center stage, and for everyone to feel your presence as we discuss and talk and as they listen. And I just want to thank you for providing me with this platform and for trusting me to speak to all these people and for putting me in this position. I am so, so grateful, and just so grateful for this community. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we kept that short and cute, but I think it needed to be done. So it's really been on my heart for some time to come on this podcast and truly unpack our waiting seasons of life. I think that now more than ever, a lot of people have been looking at what I post and looking at this season of my life and saying, like, I love your life. I want this to be me, you know, just that kind of wording and that energy. And I'm like, wow, I always step back and I'm like, people just aren't privy to all the seasons that had to come before this, for this season to even be a thing or even come to fruition, and especially the waiting seasons. So I believe this topic is so important because everyone who's walking with God will experience waiting seasons, like everyone, and how we operate within our waiting seasons can influence the outcome of our waiting seasons and just our overall experience or mental space while we're in the waiting room. But I actually want to pause and explain what I'm referencing when I say waiting room or waiting season, in case you are unfamiliar. Like, I don't want to assume you know what I'm talking about. So in my life, the waiting room has been a space or a season of my life where I know the blessing is coming, I know the change I want is coming, or I know the season is shifting in my favor, or I'm stepping into a space of elevation, essentially where I know that things are shifting and working for my good, but I also know it's not overnight, it's not right away, it's in motion. And as it's in motion, I'm in the waiting room. And so when it comes to my waiting rooms, usually I have no clue on the exact amount of time I'm going to spend in the waiting room. And the environment of the waiting room is not ideal. It's not where I would ideally want to be. It's not where I want to stay. And so that combination can rightfully so lead to anxiety, doubt, worry, confusion, frustration. Like, I also want to pause and speak to the fact that it is okay to trust God and be upset. It's okay to trust God and be confused. It's okay to trust God and feel worry. You are a human being. And my pastor always explains that many a times we've been told that we can't bring those feelings to God. that to be filled with our faith is to feel none of these things. And it's not realistic. You can be filled with faith and also cry out to God and let him know all it is that you're feeling in the waiting room. Let him know all that has you concerned. We sometimes have been like provided a separate belief that God doesn't hurt when we hurt. And that just isn't the case. Please pull up John 11:33. God doesn't take pride or joy in your hurt. He truly wants you to come to him with it, and he hurts when you hurt. I think back to all the times I would feel the weight of the world and turn to everything else but God, right? Like I'm turning to a substance, a location, an activity, a meal, and so much more. And so now it's freeing to feel everything in the world and know that I can bring it to God. And it doesn't mean that I don't trust him. It means that I'm a human being. But let's unpause and go back to what I was saying about the waiting room or our waiting seasons. So I want this episode to serve as a timeless reminder or a timeless resource that can speak to everyone and anyone who may be in a waiting season right now. I just want you to understand that your waiting season is just that. It's a season. It is never intended to be permanent. And that is something you always have to keep at the forefront of your mind, constantly reminding yourself, this is not where I am meant to stay. This is where I am meant to wait. You have to make that distinction. I've shared before on here the situation with my terrible apartment and how I knew I was getting out, but I didn't know how, I didn't know when. So I would intentionally say to myself, God already told me it's a done deal. There is no question of whether or not I'm leaving. I just don't know the when, but I'm going to wait on him. And so there's power in the tongue. Always speak over your waiting season and your life in general with intention. Like, I think I told y'all that song called Wait on You by Maverick City. Yeah. That's my song. During every waiting season of my life, that is on repeat all hours of the day. And there's a part of that song that basically speaks to Isaiah 40:31. The song goes like, should I read the scripture or say the song? Okay, I think I'm going to say the song. So it's like, they that wait on the Lord shall renew in their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. So that's basically the scripture. But essentially, like, there's power in waiting on God. There's power in looking around, seeing the environment, and still taking yourself to bed at night for a peaceful night of sleep, understanding that God has it under control. There's power in understanding that when we feel defeated, when we feel exhausted, that we can give it to God because he's in the midst working on our behalf, that we don't have to do it all alone, and that we are in fact not doing it all alone when we're in the waiting room. I constantly repeat to myself whenever I'm having a moment or I'm feeling overwhelmed or I just need a boost while I'm in the waiting room, waiting season. I'm not sure which one I should say, but I always say that he's working while I'm waiting. Over and over again, get up. He's working while I'm waiting. Something throws me. He's working while I'm waiting. Because you have to, I know it sounds extra. The brain and the body, as we know from psych, is very in tune with what we're saying. And so when we say something over and over and over again, even if, you know, we don't really feel it when we first start saying it, or, you know, we're kind of like a little, I don't know, unconfident when we're saying it, the brain and the body is picking up on it. And over time, that gets in our psyche. So when I first started saying, I don't think I had been in a waiting season where I had even seen, wow, look what God can do. Like when you kind of first get in, you're just filled with what's about to happen. You kind of don't believe, you might not believe what you're saying. Like I genuinely, you might be uncertain, but choosing to say that over all that you could say is a lot more powerful. I really believe that, you know, speak what you want to be the case and what you want to bring about. So that's that point. Let's move to the other point. Another point I want to quickly mention about the apartment waiting season is that even though I spent many nights in that apartment upset, like I'm hearing sirens, I'm hearing screaming, I'm dealing with all types of dangers plus disgusting sights and smells, but I didn't even know how powerful it was that in the midst I was still expressing gratitude for the overlooked blessings that I experienced each day and night in that place. Like it is nothing but the work of God that every single day I made it to and from that apartment untouched by bullets, people, or the many car accidents that took place. Like I constantly remain protected, covered, and surrounded living alone in that building. I mean, y'all, It's truly a blessing. I also had food in the fridge. I had consistent heat, a shower, a bed, blankets, pillows. So every night, I kid you not, like really all jokes aside, I would thank God every single night. And every morning that I woke up breathing, functioning, seeing, moving, I thank God. And so I say all this to say that there is so much power in still expressing gratitude in the waiting season. There is so much power in still being able to identify the overlooked blessings that surround you in environments that aren't ideal. And so if you are there right now, I just encourage you to look around and look at everything you might be taking for granted that may be keeping your body, your mind, just all aspects of you that may be keeping you protected, okay, and maintaining through the waiting season that you just are kind of like, oh yeah, that's like a granted. No, it's overlooked blessing. And so like I say with sight, when we turn to that expressing like gratitude, when we're in that type of headspace and that type of energy, it's a different flow. It's a different energetic flow. And it can help us to go to bed at night with less of a heavy heart. It can help us to wake up, look around, and wake up with less of a heavy heart and go throughout the day with, you know what I mean? It's not just for, like, it can really help you stay grounded. Truly, gratitude can help you stay grounded, because even though this isn't ideal, I see all that is going on that I'm so thankful for. And so that's going to keep me, but I still know this is temporary, right? Okay. Like, we're still not getting too comfortable there. Okay. It's the waiting season, waiting room. But I had to mention that. And another waiting season that I want to highlight is when this podcast was taken down. If you didn't know, it was taken down for, I think, about like 2 months. In my eyes, it was very unjust and it was like a very targeted situation. But I remember the day that it went down, I checked in with God and he told me it was going to be put back up. And so even when it didn't look like it, even when I had no idea how all my podcast episodes over the years would be recovered, how people would find me again, how it would impact this space, God told me, trust me and not what you see. What is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal. Things may look a certain way, but you always have to understand that nothing is too hard for God, that there are things going on that you cannot see, that there are things set in stone that you do not know about, that he is working in ways you have no clue of. And so what you see is not all that is taking place, and what you see can play tricks on you to believe that that is the reality of the situation. There's so much going on that is unseen. And so again, I just want to remind y'all that every minute of the day that you're waiting, he's at work. He's intervening in conversations. He's intervening in people's hearts. He's intervening across the board. Like, he's at work while you wait, while you sleep, while you eat. And so you've got to be able to say, I know what this looks like. I know what this looks like. It looks crazy, but I trust what God has said. And my circumstances will never get the final word. So you've got to say it and you've got to begin to mean it and believe. Another waiting season that I want to highlight is that I remember earlier this year, I believe I shared on here that I was waiting to hear back if Kensington Gray, which was my dream creator agency, would like to represent me, right? And so yet again, I found myself in a waiting season. But for this waiting season, I want to speak to the fact that your waiting season usually does not come free of enemies, both seen and unseen. Usually your waiting season does not come free of obstacles. It is usually not this clear path with sunshine and flowers lining it. Because when you have a calling on your life and when you are in a waiting room and elevation is on the other side of it, expect to be messed with, expect to be tried. There is never elevation without aggravation, and you've got to refuse to be intimidated by it. Don't let it shake you. You've got this. You've got a very powerful person on your side, but you've got this. And the existence of an obstacle doesn't mean it isn't yours. The very fact that you start to feel spiritual warfare, or the very fact that people start to try you, is an indicator that something very powerful is on the other side of your waiting room and the waiting season. Because it's a lot easier for those who do not want you to elevate to try and take you out before you have reached the other side. So you got to stay on course. And I've said it already, but while God is working and while you are waiting, you have to stay armed with both spiritual and non-spiritual weapons. And so in my last faith-based episode, I talked about what that looks like in greater detail. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. The next two waiting seasons I want to highlight, and I hope y'all understand I'm highlighting different waiting seasons of my life to like tie it back to this like principle that I want to talk about. I hope y'all are getting that, okay? But the next two are before I started these platforms and then the waiting season before I entered this healthy relationship, because both of them have the same underlying principle, which is essentially that often the waiting season is for the sake of preparation. It isn't punishment, it's positioning you. And it's very, very powerful and honestly, I would say necessary to shift your focus from what you are waiting on and the fact that you're waiting to what you can be working on to receive it fully, like in its full greatness. And I feel like that's a word. I feel like that's so, like, it's just so, so true. Because when it comes to this relationship that I'm now in, I always have to say healthy relationship because it's just such a distinction. Like, I've been in a relationship, but this is real healthy. So I remember I had to ask myself 3 years ago, Kat, although you want this, are you prepared for how to receive it when it does arrive? And that's a really important question because for me, the answer was straight up no. N-O. Like, I had work to do. And I remember understanding I was entering a temporary season of singleness to learn what a healthy relationship would even look like. God was like, build it with yourself. The patience, the kindness, the grace, everything you want, build it with yourself. And I'm going to give you the space to do it. I'm going to give you the room and time to prepare. This isn't punishment. I'm not mad at you, but you've got work to do to prepare for what I have on the way, because what I have on the way is so great. It's so amazing, but you're not ready. And like, that's a hard thing to hear, but it takes self-awareness and like just the ability to be like, I wasn't ready. I'm not always going to be ready. Right now, I'm probably currently in waiting rooms for things that I'm still not ready for. You know what I mean? Like, we're always evolving. We're always growing. We're not always going to fully be equipped and have all that. You know what I mean? And so sometimes the waiting room is about growing that. It's about equipping yourself. It's about learning, educating, working on things. And so on this podcast, I've shared in many episodes that throughout the last 3 years, I began to understand the power and vulnerability, that there was even power in vulnerability. Like, I didn't even know what being vulnerable looks like. I've also been understanding the power in healthy emotional expression, what it means to communicate when I'm frustrated, what it looks like to show grace, what it looks like to be patient, kind, and understanding, what it looks like to hold space. And so everything I worked on over the last 3 years has shown up in how I interact with this man now and how I can make space for him, but also myself, so that I won't have a repeat of losing myself in a relationship. And I also can healthily communicate when seeking to resolve something. And most importantly, that this time God can be at the center. And so unlike my other relationships, when things don't make sense, when we aren't certain, when we don't understand, when we're frustrated, there's this shared, credible resource in the center that we both can turn to, and we're both going in the same way. Do you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of times in a relationship where there's nothing in the center to come to, you each go to the different things and it's hard to find your way back. But here we are. Do you know what I mean? And so I see how powerful it was that in these last 3 years, in that long way, that was a long waiting season. But throughout it, I was both positioned and prepared for everything beautiful that was on the other side of it. And what I wanted to share about my waiting seasons when it comes to these platforms is that I've always loved videos. I've always loved speaking. But God was like, I'm telling y'all, years at this point, is it what, like six, long, long time ago, God was like, hey, before I can uncover you, we've got some work to do first. I've got some pruning to do in your life. I've got some experiences to take you through. And these experiences will be things you will speak about, things you will share with people, ways that I will move in your life. And so I knew this time that like I'm in right now would come, but I really truly didn't know when. And so as I was in the waiting season for this and being, you know, a voice to so many different people, I learned a whole lot, like off of social, just completely out of the public eye. I wouldn't even say I'm really super in the public eye, but, you know, just completely on my own and covered, learning about the brain, learning everything I've shared on here. So when I came up on this mic, I was well positioned and well prepared. Of course, there's such a drastic difference between, you know, me and 2020 to me now. I'm still growing and learning and changing, but if I had gotten on this mic before, while I was in the waiting season, before I was kind of given the yes, okay, clear, green light, it would have been a little rough up here. Yeah, it would have been a little rough up here. So I'm definitely grateful for the waiting seasons when it comes to just being able to prepare you and position you correctly. And that was the point I wanted to make about that. The last waiting season that I want to cover highlights the principle that the waiting season can also be a season of provision and protection for you. I've said before how when I moved back to the US, I made a lot of acquaintances, but very few people really knew me. Like, I didn't have genuine intimate friendships, and I couldn't understand why. Like, I really didn't, but I now understand that it was fully for my protection, because who you are surrounded by does have a drastic impact on your thoughts, actions, mindsets, and so much more. So because God had something really powerful in store for me, he had to protect me and he had to separate me. And I didn't understand it at the time, but I now know that it was all working for my good. And ultimately, well, the good of everybody who is able to be positively impacted by me in this season. So I just want you to understand, or be reminded if you already understand, that when you feel separated or you feel lonely, you're feeling confused, it's usually not you, or it's not even about you, if you get what I mean. It's fully about protecting you for what God has in store for your life. I really just want to begin to conclude with the fact that ultimately you have to learn how to survive the waiting season to see the surplus season. Like, I saw a comment on one of my videos and they're like, "Kat, you're winning." And I'm like, yeah, I kind of am in this beautiful season, but it took surviving a lot of waiting, a lot of just standstill, a lot of what felt like uncertainty. And it's tough. It's hard. It's difficult. Like, I really don't like when people get on and say, yeah, okay, do it. It won't be what I... No, it's going to be hard. It's tough. It's not easy. Like, it's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to want to cry. Like, it's not supposed to be this easy thing. But I guess that ties into my second reminder, and that's that even though the season is hard, don't let your heart get hard. Like, protect that heart of yours, okay? Keep that heart soft, okay? Keep that heart gentle. Don't let bitterness eat you up, because the wait will be more than worth it, okay? I'm a walking testimony. There are so many people that are walking testimonies. I believe people listening are walking testimonies. You know what I'm saying? I know, I feel like, I always say this, but I'm like, okay, I'm feeling really beautiful and great right now, but I know that there are so many more waiting seasons to come, so many storms to come. I know that just because God is on my side, just because there's this great calling on my life, and I know other people listening will relate, it doesn't mean that things aren't going to still get tough, or like that I'm done waiting. Are y'all getting what I'm trying to put down? And so even if you feel like you've been through a lot of things and you're on, you know, it's still good to hear these reminders. I'll still probably listen to this when something comes up, let's say a few months from now, could be weeks from now, could be a year from now. Like, I understand that there is grace surrounding my life and there's favor, but not that I will be excused from like pain, hurt, and confusion and frustration. But I keep that mindset because I feel like, well, it always keeps me grounded, always keeps me humble. I never, ever, ever am looking at someone else's situation and thinking, oh, it could never be me. Oh, there's just grace over my life and the fact that that's not me right now. Okay, where was I going with this? My point is just that protect that heart of yours, because when you come up out of it, it's really important that you can experience the surplus season or winning season or season where you're reaping in its full entirety with an open, soft, gentle heart. Do you know? Like, that's something I've even been working on. I noticed, like, I'm like, wow, this man is so sweet, so kind. But a part of my heart was very still just kind of, you know, We'll get to that. I kind of feel like I'm rambling. But I hope that you all understood all the points I was putting down about each different point of the waiting season, about protection or about the fact that, you know, expressing gratitude or understanding there's going to be obstacles or there's going to be people that really don't have your best interests at heart, people that are literally trying to stand in your way. Understanding, basically, I hope that this podcast kind of walk through everything that can come with the waiting season, but also just was a full reminder of everything that's happening outside of your knowledge in your favor, so that when you come out, things are as they should be or as they are already decided to be. I'm hoping that this podcast just reminds you of your ability to remain at peace within the waiting season, of your ability to stay armed within the waiting season, of your ability to remain protected within the waiting season, and of your ability to just, like I keep saying, always reminding that things are going on that you cannot see. Not like you're in the waiting season and no one's doing anything and everyone's left you, but nope. He knows where you are. He knows what's going on and he is at work. This has just been a really important topic in my life. Just for a variety, as I've explained, a lot of waiting seasons have been happening. And so this topic really, I just think it's important, especially as we get to like that young adulthood. I don't know. I just feel like this is a time where we're probably experiencing them at a faster rate or like more than we did when we were younger or when we even had any idea of what was really taking place. Because in high school, I probably didn't I would have been like, I'm going through it and I have no idea why. So I'm really hoping that this episode spoke to a lot of you, that this resonated with a lot of you, that God was able to speak through me and take me from the forefront. If you enjoyed it, if you feel like someone you know could resonate, enjoy, needs to hear it, whatever it may be, don't hesitate to share it with them. I just want this to reach whoever is meant to hear it. And I'm sending so many virtual hugs. I'm such a hugger. So I am reaching through this microphone, through your speaker, and just giving you the biggest hug if you are just really feeling it right now. And having a tough time. I just understand that there are so many different people from so many different walks of life and so many locations listening. And so I just always want to give you all the biggest hug. That's where I'm at with the waiting season. I hope that all my points came through. I'm very excited for the other two topics that I have on the plan for June, and I really hope that you all are going to enjoy them as well. I hope that summer, if it's summer for everybody, that you're enjoying it, that you're enjoying the longer daylight, that you're enjoying the warm weather, that you're enjoying nature, the breeze, that you're just having a good time. I really, really hope so. And if not, that things turn around. All right. I am rambling a little bit. I really appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank you so much. I shall see you in next week's episode.